update on the Ravens in a second here, but I got to throw the chum in the water here. Pittsburgh against the world sports trivia. It's a new board game that's out. We're giving away the games. It's tied into our promotion staff. It's mandated by our radio station to ask one of the sample trivia questions from this game to our audience. The winner, whoever gets it right, wins the game. They make a great stocking stuffer, something to play around the holidays with your family and friends.
I'm legit taking it to one of my family holiday gatherings because I was very impressed with it.
But this is not for the casual Pittsburgh sports fan. This is a trivia game that is designed for the diehards.
You got relatives that you always say, oh, you should be the team's GM. Those are the people that are going to love this game. The people that walk in the house and say something about the local teams before they even say hi to you.
So we want six callers right now for this game. 412-928-9370. We have to do it. We're trying to churn through this. It's also a case study for us to see how smart and intelligent our listeners are when it comes to the Steelers specifically, and the diehard Steelers fans out there that are going nuts for Duck Hodges and the game on Sunday. But do they know their history? Do they know how the Steelers got here to this point? So we'll ask another question in a couple minutes here. Get in line, 412-928-9370. NFL Network reporting that the Ravens will play Robert Griffin III at quarterback against the Steelers in Week 17. If Baltimore already has the number one seed locked up. And to me, Chris, like, if I was John Harbaugh or if I was associated with that organization, I would absolutely hate that this is even out there. Like, we've got to take care of business tonight and next Sunday at Cleveland, a place where we lost. We're not making any announcements, or we're not.
Who's the guy who would decide it? Who's the guy who would decide it? Harbaugh, obviously. It's his call. I don't know, man. That's sort of sloppy work by him to even say it to anybody else, really, because then that risks the chance of it getting out. I'll be honest. This is a variant of, and granted, they're in way stronger position, but it's a variant of Tomlin's this is the first of two meetings, and this one will determine where the second one
happens. Yeah, like
they're
already counting their chickens.
Would
like
you
they're
agree?
Going to win the next two games.
It's in that basic ballpark.
I wouldn't like it that it came from somewhere inside our organization, that we're already making plans to play backups in Week 17.
Because how many people know that by this point? Harbaugh and maybe the rest, some of his staff, senior staff members.
And isn't it something that kind of is implied, like that you can pretty much
infer that
they're not going to play their starters against the Steelers?
The only drama where people thought maybe they would have is, do they hate the Steelers so much that they would try to stick it to them? And the answer is no, because no sane person would risk Lamar Jackson's health out of spite. I think it's one of the rare Harbaugh moves where it's the kind of stuff that I know you, and I did too, but people would criticize Mike Tomlin for the cart very much before the horse here.
Absolutely. Okay, Chris.
That's why I picked the Jets on the money line.
I don't think, well, we'll get to our official picks coming up in about an hour. All right, here we go.
I think you could guess mine if that game is on the list. I think you can guess where I'm going.